Hey, hello, it is Adam Morris, it is Conspiracy Industries, and you're listening to my podcast, aka my little rants and my little chats about production and the industry, and genuinely just my thoughts on it all as I go through with this crazy wicked journey of music production that we like to call, in a hope that if anybody listens to this and they do produce music, they don't feel like they're fucking alone and struggling and batting their head against the brick wall. So, today's hint slash tip slash experience slash something that I've recently done, which I think is of huge fucking value because it values me a lot, and I'm just like every other producer, I'm nothing special, I just love fucking producing music. But sometimes I get stuck and sometimes little things help, so if I share it with you guys, hopefully it will help you too. So, I've just had the biggest spring clean, although it's not really a spring clean, I suppose, right now. It's more like a autumn kind of fall spring. So I've basically just gone through my old project files and just archived. I have this project folder in my Dropbox called Master Archive, and it's like a bottomless pit of ideas, drunken loops, drunken ideas, crazy drops that would never make any sense. Just a big pile of, you know, it's almost like a scrapbook. So I think sometimes we get in a little bit of a problem and a little bit of a cycle happens. Now, I don't know whether you're guilty of this, but I'll kind of explain my thought process with it all. And to be honest, I probably think some of you do it as well. So when I'm writing a track or just putting down some ideas or learning a new technique or just genuinely fucking about, you know, if it kind of sounds cool, I suddenly get in this mindset that whatever project that is, fucking hell, this is going to be such a good track. Like, oh, it's going to be so good when it's finished. It's going to be amazing. Oh, I can't wait for people to hear this. Fuck, this could be my big thing. Blah, 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 blah. You go on this crazy thought process and all of a sudden, because of the excitement, you know, because, wow, I've just used these chords. I've never used them before. They're cool as fuck. I can't wait for everyone to hear them. You suddenly, as a producer, get in this mindset where you're like, this is going to be an amazing track. And then what happens is time goes by a little bit, you're working on loads of other little tracks that, of course, before you know it, you've got 25 different ideas and you're like, wow, holy fuck, I'm sat on like 2 albums worth of material right now. Gosh, it's so easy producing, it's so amazing just making music. And you get all this, you kind of get this self-fulfillment where you're like, wow, like I'm outputting a lot of material right now. And then something really crazy happens and time passes a little bit and you're like, wow, I can't really finish this track. I don't know, like this track that was going to be my next big banger, this track that was going to be sat there. Oh, maybe I'm just not in the mindset for it. So I'll go back to that other track that's making me excited at the moment, because of course you all know and you're aware of it yourselves. Usually you have one track that you're really excited about amongst your work in progresses and you spend all your time on that until you hate it, and then you usually go to the one you hate second less, and when you get bored of that one, you go to the one on your third less, and then before you know it, you sat there and you've got, well, 50, 60, 70 tracks of shit that are just sat there nowhere near finished because you didn't see it through and finish it. Well, not all of you might do this. Some of you might have discipline. And do you know what? If you have the discipline, good for you. But I definitely don't have that discipline. So I went back through all the projects and I was really, really, really critical with it. And I was just like, right. I started going through it and I was like, right, okay, I'll delete this. I'm going to archive loads of them. And I slipped into this huge problem, which was when I went back into some of these demos and works in progress and tracks, when I got to them, I kind of fell in love with them again and was like, yes, this is an amazing track. Like, I'm going to finish this right fucking now and I'm going to release this on my SoundCloud within fucking 10 hours and I'm going to love it and it's going to be amazing. And then you start trying to rework this track to make it finish and you get to the same problem that you had 3 months ago when you decided to put it into your I'll come back to you when I can be asked file, and you can't finish it. And you get really disheartened with it all again. You think, fuck, like, I can't finish it again and everything. And you're just like, I took a step back and was just like, You know, I realized I'd wasted about a month of my life trying to fix some of these old projects. Now, that time that I spent and the time that you will spend trying to fix old projects that didn't easily get wrapped up quickly could be time that you're spending writing new music. You know, I want you to take a step out of a producer's seat for a moment and imagine that you're a painter, okay? Because this is the mindset that I tried to get in and it fucking helps so much. Imagine you're a painter, right? Now, if in your studio you had 50 pieces of big A2 paper, like, I don't know, A2's the big one, it gets smaller, it's bigger, yeah, it is. So you've got a big, like, A2 piece of paper, right? Now, if you were to start drawing 50 pictures and stop halfway, and then you were going to go and try and finish these pictures, you're kind of going to be starting off on a bad foot because you're already going to be hindered by what's already there. So if you see it in the same way as in music production, like sometimes going back and trying to save, I'm doing my big fucking air bunnies right now. So trying to save fucking old projects takes more effort and time than actually creating a new track sometimes. Like, I've produced some of my best stuff and it's been start to finish and it's been fluid because the idea's been there and everything's been great. And it just, I've never really had that when you've gone back and tried to fix a track because you kind of, well, you didn't finish it in the first place for a good reason, you know? So I've recently just gone back through and I have just archived a absolute fuck ton. And I mean a fuck ton of projects, which I really did think they were all going to be really, really great tracks. But as a producer, there is a really special strength and there is a really special skill where you can take a project that you might have put 25 hours into and say, it's okay, I'm not going to use that anymore. I'm going to put it in the bin. Like, there is nothing wasted. There is no harm in deleting and getting rid of all your old projects. Now, like me, I put them all in an archive and I kind of keep them. I don't know why. I probably could just delete, drag them all to the trash and just click delete all. And I'd probably, my life would be exactly the same. But we're producers. We like to self-validate and hold on to these things. You know, whoa, I've got a fucking archive project file full of 10,000 archives that never work. You know, I don't know. I have this wild idea that one day when I'm a grey old man, I'm going to look back at the tracks I was writing 20 years ago. And who knows, they might be fucking cool then. Maybe I'll finish them then. I don't know. It's the same cycle that I went into the first place before all this. You can kind of see how it all happens, can't you? I don't know whether any of you are going to relate with this, but this is so fucking me. All over, all the time. So, but by deleting these projects, right, it kind of gives you a new mindset. And it gives you the clean pieces of A2 paper to start drawing new stuff and to start doing stuff. I started producing a few new tracks again after this delete and my mind was like so clean and so clear. And I started producing some of the best stuff. So my advice to all of you is if you're sitting on loads and loads of fucking projects, right, and you haven't touched some of them for months and you didn't finish them, there's a really good fucking reason for that. Like, move forward. Just put them in a little archive, tick them off in your head, draw them off, you know. Even if you put yourself down to nothing, if you're learning and you're like, well, I've got like these 10 projects, man, like they're going to be really good one day, fuck them off. Like, don't use them. Like, just whatever, just get rid of them. Like, if they're not good enough for you to just put out and release with a couple of little clicks and they're going to stress you out, don't worry about it. Just get rid of them. There's no harm in that, you know. Get excited about the music that you're going to produce tomorrow. Don't worry about the music you didn't finish producing yesterday. That is my biggest thing that I want you all to take away today, honestly. So go get archiving, clean up your hard drive, save some storage space, save, I don't know, I say save a tree, but it's all fucking digital, isn't it? Unless you write loads of project notes, which some people like to, some people like pen and paper, but yeah, go and delete some projects, go and clear your mind and start getting excited for tomorrow. So do it. It'll literally change your fucking whole outlook on all of it, because it did with me. I feel amazing and I'm really excited to keep producing new material now. So hopefully that helps you. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully it helps you. If it doesn't, then, well, that's how my brain works with production. So at least you can see how I think. Anyway, everyone have a fucking fantastic day. I've been Adam and I'll speak to you again soon.